Though seekers after truth in the best sense, they are essentially juvenile, and their lifespans are ephemeral indeed. The mere realization that there is in existence such a race as ours would place upon them such an inferiority complex as would make further advancement impossible. In your case, such a course of events is not to be expected. You will close your minds to all that has happened, declaring to yourselves that it was impossible and that therefore it could not have taken place and did not. Nevertheless, you will stay away from Aresia henceforth. But, to resume, you consider yourselves long-lived. Know then, insects, that your lifespan of 1,000 of your years is but a moment. I, myself, have already lived many such periods, and I am but a youth, a mere watchman, not yet to be entrusted with really serious thinking. I have spoken over long, the reason for my prolixity being that I do not like to see the energy of a race so misused, so corrupted to material conquest for its own sake. I would like to set your minds upon the way of truth, if perchance such a thing would be possible. I have pointed out that way. Whether or not you follow it is for you to decide. Indeed, I fear that most of you, in your short-sighted pride, have already cast my message aside, refusing point-blank to change your habits of thought. It is, however, in the hope that some few of you will perceive the way and will follow it, that I have discoursed at such length. Whether or not you change your habits of thought, I advise you to heed this, my warning. Aresia does not want, and will not, tolerate intrusion. As a lesson, watch these two violators of our privacy destroy themselves. The giant voice ceased. Eichlin's tentacles moved toward the controls. The vast torpedo launched itself. But instead of hurtling toward distant Aresia, it swept around in a circle and struck in direct central impact the great cruiser of the Ike. There was an appalling crash, a space-racking detonation, a flare of incandescence, incredible and indescribable as the energy calculated to disrupt, almost to volatilize, a world expended itself upon the insignificant mass of one Bosconian battleship, and upon the unresisting texture of the void.